Our guest in the cafe this morning is Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Good morning.
Good morning.
It seems odd that we haven't talked about this before because, of course, KETR is located in Commerce on the campus of A&M University Commerce, but you all provide assistance to the Commerce Public Library.
We do support the Commerce Library.
In a pretty major way, and I'm surprised we haven't talked about that before, but you're involved in some fairly specific things.
Correct. They have a children's program that meets year-round, and it's every Tuesday, I believe, and they just do activities to engage the kids, and it's not limited to Commerce residents. The one thing I love about the library here is anyone in Hunt County can get a library card and use the library, so... Mm. There's also the funding that we provide helps those over 17 with education and literacy help if they need that.
There's an organized, scheduled program.
It is an organized, scheduled program, and I believe it's in the evening.
And is part of that computer literacy?
Yes, some of it is. They have some computer computers that the patrons can use. The one thing, though, that I've also come to find out about the Commerce Library that I didn't know was they have language software. So if you have a library card, you can actually log on from home and study language software if you want to learn Russian or German or Spanish. That's a neat thing to have available.
Right. We have talked with them about that before, and they have some remarkable programs that people probably are not aware of.
Absolutely.
And as you say, it's free to anyone in Hunt County.
In Hunt County, yes.
Yeah. Commerce Public Library is located in downtown Commerce. If you haven't been to Commerce in a long time, it's been here a long time. Believe me, if you've been to Commerce, the library was here. But it's a beautiful older building.
It's an older building that they've restored the facade, and it's absolutely gorgeous. When I went in there the other day, it's just very welcoming, and they've done a really nice job on a very tight budget.
Yeah, limited budget. It's on Park Street, the east side of downtown Commerce, and they do, of course, they do passports.
They do. That's people. That's one of the ways that they raise money as well. Yeah, so they're pretty creative.
A lot going on there. They absolutely do. We're talking with Frances Dalby. Frances is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Now, you have an event coming up we talked about last time a little bit, but let's talk about it again some, and that is the Hearts and Hands fundraiser, and this is Friday, August 28th.
August 28th. It's a Friday. It's at the Big Sky Event Hall in Royce City. It's we're going to start about 6:30, serve a steak dinner, and it's one of our fundraising events. It's called the Hearts and Hands United Gala, and it's just an opportunity. People can come out, enjoy the evening. We've got silent auction, live auction. Some of the items that we have this year, we went kind of unique on them. We have dinner with the firemen at the firehouse in Greenville. We have,
you know, that would be fun.
I think it would be kind of fun. You hope they don't get a call while you're there.
Right. But I think, you know, I suspect that dinner or lunch or anything around the table with the firemen, that's going to be
firehouse,
all right.
At the firehouse. Some kids would really eat that up,
I think. You bet.
We have several resort stays on the auction. We've got some Dallas Cowboys, Dallas Mavericks, Texas Rangers, memorabilia, signed photos, signed hats. We had Emmett Smith and Troy Aikman, and Charlie Daniels fiddle signed by him. NASCAR tickets to the Texas Motor Speedway. I believe that's in November. We've got Dustin Hoffman signed pictures, John Travolta signed pictures.
Dustin Hoffman?
Believe it or not.
Really?
Yes.
And did he contribute that specifically to this program?
He did. I sent him a letter, and he sent us a signed picture.
That is amazing.
He's a pretty neat individual, I think.
And not, I agree, but and not to to minimize John Travolta. That's pretty impressive, too. And same thing, you sent him a letter?
Yeah, you just sent a letter, and they sent to support the cause. So it's great stuff.
Wow. That is great.
We've also got Cody Wayne and Westbound 21 performing after the auction if anybody wants to stay and boot scoot a little.
Sure. Did you say where this is?
Big Sky Event Hall in Royce City near the high school.
Right. Tell me how your little libraries are doing in the moment or two we have left.
We have 15 little libraries, and they're all throughout Hunt County. The next ones that we sell at the auction this year, I hope to go to the Commerce, Cattle Mills, Quinlan area, because we've got Greenville pretty saturated, but there still people are checking out books and actually bringing books. We have an office full of books, but we will not turn down any of those.
Now, when you say the next one that we sell,
Right. That's one of the auction items. Someone can purchase a little library and have it memorialized in honor or memory of someone.
I see. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby with the Hunt County United Way. You're starting the day with Morning Edition, your station 88.9 KETO.